Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening, everyone. This is Deborah with you this evening. Welcome to PGN. It is January 10th, 2023. Good evening again. This is Deborah with you tonight, Tuesday evening. Thank you, everyone who is dialed in and you have your hands raised, and those who would like ministry at any time, of course, just push one on your keypad to receive a ministry, or if you would like prayer, have a specific prayer request, please let me know as well when I open your phone line. So we thank you for being here this evening, for joining PGN, and God bless you and all that you do, and how the Lord is leading you and your family and your household. And those that are listening online, we thank you for joining us as well. God bless you. We welcome you. Thank you for joining us as well. At any time, if you would like ministry, you can dial in at 319-527-6027. And then at that time, press 1 on your keypad as soon as you hear the Blog Talk welcome, on the recorded welcome. Press 1 on your keypad, and it will bring you up. Thank you. Well, I hope everyone is off to a good year. I'm seeing a lot of either very serious things that are happening at the beginning of the year. Yeah, so things. A lot of difficult, serious things like hospital visits and things like that. So, excuse me, extremes, I guess. That seem to be present. So we are praying for family and friends, for the healing of God and the power of God to be upon them to bring forth healing and restoration of health in Jesus' name. We thank you, God, for preservation of life and every breath that our family and friends breathe will be according to your will and your establishment and purposes for their lives. In Jesus' name, and I pray that over your friends and family as well, if you know any that are dealing with physical ailment and whatnot. Okay. So today, I would like to talk about, we're gathered here today. So I was reading something in the book of Mark. And so Mark 6 and Mark 16, well, Jesus was calling forth his people. So I want to talk about his people, meaning his disciples. And so I want to talk about power and authority, because in Mark 6, verses 6 through 12, and then Mark 16, verses 14 through 19, in case I don't repeat those as I go. But in Mark 6, verse 8, it's funny, it says, these were his instructions. And a couple of weeks ago, I was talking about instructions from the Lord, and I was mentioning verses, or Proverbs 8:10, that says, my instruction is more valuable than silver or gold. And so it's interesting that he says, here is my instructions, right? Okay, so here, I thought we would give heed to this for a moment. And again, talk about his, just draw some things out from power and authority that he's given to every believer and his disciples, okay? So in Mark 6, Jesus is ascending out the 12, and it says, what verse am I starting at? Verse 6. Okay, he is addressing, it's interesting, he does address in both passages their lack of faith. So, and this does come into play that we need to realize our unbelief, fear, or doubt actually restrict us from flowing in the power of God and possibly the authority, I'm not sure, but definitely the power of God. I'd have to think about that a little more. Then Jesus went around teaching from village to village, calling the 12 to him. He sent them out two by two, I'm reading the NIV today, and gave them the authority over evil spirits. Okay, so authority, generally, we're going to just kind of sum these up because we do do our teaching and a encapsulated version here. I just noticed something. Okay, on my time, I have to switch my time. Authority usually is to remove something that doesn't need to be there. So just when you're administrating authority or commanding something to be removed, right, with authority, it is because it doesn't need to be there. Something that needs to be removed and doesn't need to be there. Hold on 1 second. My time got set for, there we go. I had to switch it. Okay. It was set for 1 hour instead of more. So, and then it says over evil spirits. So again, just to recap, the authority is to remove something that doesn't need to be there. We command pain to be gone, release, detach, right? A spirit of jealousy, a spirit of self-ambition, whatever it might be, release and detach itself. Okay, so, and then he says, these were the instructions. Take nothing for the journey except the staff. No bread, no bag, no money in your belts. Wear sandals, but not an extra tunic. Wherever you enter a house, stay there until you leave that town. And if any place, will not welcome you or listen to you, shake the dust off your feet when you leave as a testimony against them. They went out and preached that people should repent. They drove out many demons. Okay, so this is the NIV uses the word drove out because I was looking at this. And other versions, which I generally use, typically when I read, I use the New King James Version. If I'm reading online, which I usually do, but this is my Bible, my book I've had for 30 years from the woman who discipled me, Jan, which I love her, God bless her. And she gave me this NIV student Bible. And the NIV, it says drive out. They drove out many demons. This is what actually caused me, that word right there caused me to look this up. Because I was like, drive out? Like, well, how is that different than cast out, right? For those of us who have been around for a while, we know they use the word cast out, but also you can use the word detach yourself. I have seen this in even just this past year used in deliverance and calling forth for the enemy to detach because it wants to hold on or there might be a like a compounded of shaping of enemies that are or shaping of whether it's stronghold, demonic forces, influences, whatever it might be, that the lesser ones, the stronger ones will send the lesser ones up to the top, like you go first, right? You get out of here first, I'm saying. The ones that are more established send the lesser ones up first, okay? Then they come up and out, and do you think it's done? Or so we got some relief, or we took care of some business, but yet there is another one. So I've heard people say this, detach yourself in the name of Jesus. Once they have perhaps the word of knowledge, you don't always have to have. If it's like, let's just say it's the spirit of jealousy. I don't know why I'm saying this, but let's just say it's the spirit of jealousy and you, by the knowledge of the Lord and the wisdom of God, you've been revealed to that. And if you know that, then I would say it by name to detach itself. Usually at that point, if you stayed with the person that and to that intensity where you've had one or two incidences of things leaving and them finding relief and you're seeing it, whether in the spirit or they're giving evidence to it, sometimes you can see it on their face, then you would definitely use that name. Do you always have to? No, but if you see that they're struggling with something, you're still speaking to it. It knows you're after it, right? So you command it to be gone in Jesus' name by the authority that God's given you. You command it to be gone. Okay. so, and they drove out many demons and anointed many sick people with oil and healed them. So this was the instructions of the Lord. These are his instructions. These instructions are more valuable than silver or gold. These are our treasures. These are our tools. We are equipped with this through his power and through his authority. Okay. So the power. So generally, as we, well, let me read, let me read now from Mark 16. So what verse did I say? It was verse 14. So later Jesus appeared to the 11 as they were eating, and he rebuked them for the lack of faith. So in our tools, our faith is what is like the valve that's going to release. And again, if we're going to have any type of, and definitely I've walked through all of these, unbelief, fear, or doubt, anything lingering, that is going to restrict the release of what we need to take care of in the spirit with the tools that he's given us, okay? And so he rebuked them for their lack of faith because in their stubborn refusal to believe those who had seen him after he had been risen. Okay, so belief is faith and belief, right? He said to them, go into all the world and preach the good news to all creation. Whoever believes and is baptized will be saved, but whoever does not believe will be condemned. And these signs will accompany those who believe. In my name, they will drive out demons, again, NIV. They will speak in new tongues. They will pick up snakes with their hands. And when they drink deadly poison, it will not hurt them at all. They will place their hands on sick people and they will get well. It says they, okay. And speaking to the disciples. After the Lord Jesus had spoken to them, he was taken up into heaven and he sat at the right hand of God. Then the disciples went out. So this is the intention. Here are your tools. Here are your, you know, here's how it's going to work. Through your faith and through your belief, okay? Rebuke any lack of faith or any unbelief. And, you know, that might even be something we could do when we know specifically we're going to go out and to minister. We're going to go out for the day, right? Because you can go to the grocery store. You can go to the, you know, home goods store, wherever you're going, Lowe's, whatever. And if you run into someone or whatever is happening, right, you need to utilize your tools. We all need to utilize our tools. And so they went out. So anytime we go out, we have these tools with us, his authority and his power. And they preached everywhere. And the Lord worked with them. And here's the other part, confirming his word with signs that accompany it. So God's going to confirm his word. And we can ask him to confirm his word. What happened to my marker? Okay. So thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, because he's going to confirm it, because he's performing his word that won't accomplish, it will accomplish that in which he sent it. And who did he send? He's sending his word in you. Wow. He's sending his word in you, the engrafted word of God that you have in you, with the emboldened, as a pastor likes to say, the emboldened word of God within you, and you are going to preach. And when you use your authority and your power in the word of God, he will confirm his words by signs that accompany it. So we thank you, Jesus. We have faith in that, God. We just rebuke unbelief, God. We rebuke lack of faith, Lord. We, Lord, want to receive the fullness of your love, Father God, to drive out all fear. God, we thank you for your love. We receive it. For your power and for a sound mind, Father God, as we, anytime we go out, God, May we have grace and truth, or minister grace and truth upon our lips, God, with knowing we have your authority to remove the things that do not need to be there. Okay, so he's established, we're establishing his kingdom on earth. We know black and white. We see it clearly. Okay, we see it clearly. The things that don't need to be there, we use our authority over that to remove them in Jesus' name. And then we release his power. Let me go to this next section here. We're talking about driving out. Well, so what does the driving out look like? Or actually, that's the NIV again. I used that word. But, or cast out. Okay, drive out or to cast out. Okay, is, there were three things here that I wanted to, it is derived in the world. Okay, so in this world, which is that's where we're living, in this world to be derived of a power or influence that exercises in the world. So does Christ want his influence to be greater, his superiority, his Holy Spirit to be exercised in this world? Of course he does, and his light and his power. So when we see any various shadows of darkness, we need to use our authority and drive them out. This is what we're doing, is we're driving them out with the influence of the word, with the authority and the power. We're pushing those things back, okay? Thank you, Lord. Okay, and then it also says he exercises, let me see if I, see, I couldn't highlight in the booklet here, so, okay, so he exercises his influence in the world, yes, and it's stern, okay, it says stern, but not, and I'm just picking a few here, it's stern but not violent language. So we do not have to rant and rave, and we can use our regular language words that God gave us. Okay, right? Because it's recorded in Scripture, they used words, that they were led by the Spirit, and they used words. Okay, if you need to pray and the Holy Spirit under yourself, under in your tongue, for looking for his wisdom and searching for his word of knowledge, you know, asking, seeking him and trying to distract from the other things that would come against you so that you can hear clearly and sharply and specifically. But when we speak forth, it can be stern, but it, again, it's not a violent language. And so these are just a few things that I was pulling out from the Greek word for cast out or drive out. Greek 1544. That's the word there. So, okay. And sometimes the driving out is going to be forceful, but it's not, because it's through the power of God and it's driving out darkness, that we're not the ones forcing it. It's the power and the authority, right? But we stand firm, unresisting. We're not resisting the thing. I mean, in the spirit and with authority we are, but we're not, you know what I'm saying? We're not coming against the person or causing a big scene or anything like that. We can minister with great wisdom and just be as gentle as a dove and wise as a serpent as we minister God's grace and authority. So the power, let's go back here. Oh, it says to lead one forth or away somewhere with a force which he cannot resist. That's what I was trying to say it that way. So we're leading the enemy forth, right? We're driving them back or casting them out, right? And leaving them away with a force that cannot be resisted. But that's not necessarily our power, although we have a reservoir given to us, right, as we are his temples, and we are transporting that wherever we go with his authority. But we command on his authority, again, to remove things. Basically, mostly that's what I've been stressing so far. So we can command pain to be removed, adhesions, inflammation, And then we can also command, you know, arthritis to be healed, right? So we're activating the both of those as well. Spirits of pain to get out, to detach themselves, to be removed, and command, you know, command muscles, ligaments to be healed, to be pliable, the range of motion to be made complete in the ligaments and in the muscles. We thank you, Father God, in Jesus' name for healing in the name of Jesus. So when we release power, power works creative miracles. So there's a couple of things I wanted to say here too, is because in Corinthians it talks about the gifts. And the gifts and the dispensing of gifts are different than what I'm talking about here, because he gave this to all believers and all the disciples and Christians. He gave us his authority and his power, okay, to go out and do this. And the gifts in Corinthians, in the context of that scripture, is that it's to be used amongst believers, okay? And so this here is when we're out and about, and this is pretty much our day, right? We're out and about, and so that's where we use our authority, and he knew that, right? We would be out being his witnesses, being his disciples, and we would need his authority and his power. So, and Jesus in Matthew 10 rebuked the fever, and it left her. So Jesus used his authority, and he lays hands on the sick and the illness and demons, and everyone was healed. Okay, so we know in Acts 1, that I know I'm jumping around a little bit, but for time's sake, in Acts 1, we received power. So healing came to the kingdom of God, came for healing. So when I was first saved, and then I'll talk about power, and then we'll open up the phone line. But when I was first saved, I was saved through my friend Jan, a mutual friend introduced us, who was not a Christian. And I received a healing at a, I went to a convention center, evangelist was there. And they called for the healing, which I didn't know that that was real. I was actually questioning it when I was watching it with other things. And I was even saying to God as I was sitting there, Lord, I can't believe they're using your name. Like, this is, I just didn't believe it. I wasn't raised like that. Very traditional home. And then all of a sudden God just, like, his finger from heaven just came pointing, like this large hand with his finger pointing at the top of my head and saying, you, I'm calling you. You know, he's bringing forth, and it's very specific, you're going to bring forth your healing, and I'm calling you to be mine. Very profound, and definitely the fear of the Lord came upon me. Even my knees were trembling. Inside of my knees, they were trembling. I couldn't even walk down there to receive the healing when they called it out. And everything, some of you may have heard me share this before. It's probably been a while, but everything I would say to the Lord, the man who was giving the words of knowledge up front, he would answer. I would talk to the Lord, and then the man up front giving the words of knowledge, calling out healings, he would answer me. And I'd say, Lord, I can't even walk down there. I can't. My knees are trembling. I don't even think I could walk down there. And the man would said, if you can't walk down here, you may not be able to walk down here. And if you can't walk down here, I want you to raise your hand in your seat. And that's exactly what I did. And he prayed. Oh, and I'm sorry. One woman walked down there. And I said to myself, which the enemy planted the seed, I said, see, Lord, it's not me. It wasn't me. It's not me. And the man said, there's probably more than one person here. In fact, there is somebody, you know, and I was like, oh, my gosh, everything. He was, this man was like spot on, and I was mocking him to begin with. I had a lot to repent of. So I did receive my healing. I did receive baptism of the Holy Spirit. At that time, that was actually through Kenneth Hagin Ministries, but also Billy Graham Ministries had an effect on me as well. My cousin used to go to his crusades, and then she would come back and share with me what took place during the crusades, and she said she would confess her sins to me, and I didn't know that we could do that. Again, I was raised in a traditional church upbringing, so I didn't even know that that was anything either. So all of those things came together for my salvation. I'm grateful to the Lord for that. Okay, so now the power can work even creative miracles, okay? So generally the power is creating something new. So it's restorative in some way. Like so we release the power of God through you, right? As you are holding the capacity through the power of God, if you're born again, spirit-filled believer, right? You are holding the capacity through the resurrection power, the dunamis power of Christ, to be released through you, exercised by your faith and your belief system. Okay, again, unbelief, fear, and doubt are going to restrict the release of your power. And most of us who have ever practiced praying for someone or had the opportunity or stepped out in faith and even felt the Holy Spirit, like, go pray for them, or maybe he gave you a word of knowledge right before you were to pray for that person or go up and talk to them and pray for them and release those things over them, that you're doing it in faith, but believing that they will be healed in your prayer. So that builds, again, our trust and confidence in the Lord and who he is and what he's desiring, right? So, and we see that a couple places in scripture too. And so sometimes when people say, like, hey, if they feel some type of tingling or heat or warmth, I've heard one person say it felt like oil was being poured, or honey or oil was being poured on them. This is actually a reaction of their nervous system responding to the power of God. Now, how he chooses to reveal that and how they explain it in their words, right, it's very interesting. But a lot of people will say maybe there was some type of tingling. They felt the healing. They felt maybe like or heard something in their back, like they heard the vertebrae go line up again, you know, and whatever that was. So, but that is the confirmation of the release of power. And that's when we give God the honor and the glory, because he is the one who holds the excellence of power. And 2 Corinthians tells us that we pray in faith, that he has the excellence of power. And then we ascribe unto him and recognize that he is holy and majestic and all-powerful with all authority and majesty as God. As we praise him, rightfully give him the honor and the glory due his name, and joyfully as well. So let's just see if I covered what I was going to cover. I think so. So again, I know... again, just faith or power is released by faith. And sometimes that's just stepping into what you see yourself praying, what you hear in the spirit yourself praying, or seeing what you should be doing to pray for somebody. And you step into that, you're stepping into that faith that builds confidence. And sometimes even when you just do that, then it will just flow through you, it'll begin to flow through you, because especially if you've seen it in the spirit and you pray for that person, there you're already taking that step of obedience or that step of faith, right? And then all of a sudden, it's just flowing through you and you do what you do. And some people, of course, some things are... illnesses or ailments are progressive healing, so they need continued prayer and a continued release of power to be restored. And then we ask the Lord, that's the other part too, is just asking the Lord, is what I've seen here, is for him to confirm his word, God, by accompanying signs. Because he wants to receive the glory. This is why he gave us the power and the authority, so that he can be seen and known and heard and experienced by all. And a lot of times when we see this in the New Testament, well, yes, the church was growing, so of course this was true, but we see him doing these healings in the community where a multitude of people heard it, seen it, and known it, right? So he does it in families as well, right? So if someone's healed from cancer or a tumor is released, right, the whole community that is affected within the influence of that person is going to be affected by the glory of God. At least it's going to awaken something in them, maybe something they didn't even know they needed yet. But God's doing the work, and he's bringing the increase. So praise God for that. So we thank you. And sometimes the two of them work in conjunction together, because this is what I've seen, right? So the police, they have authority, right? They've been granted authority, and they have their badge. They've been given their badge. They're granted their authority. They have their uniform and their shield. And that they also carry a gun to help them reinforce or to enforce even the authority at times too, right? So sometimes it can work in conjunction. And that is in a healthy realm. I'm saying that in a healthy way, not any type of abuse of power or abuse of authority, but the what is rightfully given and used rightfully, they can work in conjunction together as well. So we thank you, Lord, for your instructions. Lord, help us to meditate upon these, Father God, upon your authority, upon your power, Lord. Perhaps maybe, Lord, you give some dreams, or you're already speaking to your disciples and servants, Lord, about this, Father God. So we thank you, Lord, for just confirming your ways, God. We even ask, Lord, that you would confirm your word through your servants, Lord, with accompanying signs and wonders, God. And we thank you, Father God. Just, again, we pray for those who have ailments right now, Father God. We call forth your healing, Lord. We just want to rebuke unbelief, doubt, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Ask that you drive them out by your word and by your authority, Father God. And we thank you, Lord, that they receive a healing, God, that they receive their healing, Father God, in the stomachs and intestines, Father God. That inflammation, God, we just rebuke the inflammation, Father God, in Jesus' name. Command it to be gone, God. And ask for the restructuring and the healing, God, of the intestinal linings to heal, God, that there wouldn't be any leaks in guts, Father God. We thank you, Lord. We just release your power, Lord, and your restoration and renewal in the gut lining, God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for healing any inflammation, Father God. We thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father God. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Okay, let me write the numbers down, and then I have a couple of them. And then we will get going here. See. I have a new notebook. I think I said that last week because it's a new year. So I might not have everybody's number, which when I say that, I mean the same numbers we call out is what I mean by numbers. Okay. Okay. Let's see what we got here. All right, I got everyone. Okay, here we go. So our first caller is 804-218. Good evening. Who am I speaking to? And where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Angie from Virginia.
Oh, hi, Angie. How are you?
How are you doing?
Good. Let me close your phone line for a second, and then I'll give you a prayer. Give you a call. I am mixed up already. So, Father God, we thank you for Angie, Father God, in Jesus' name, Lord. We just bless her in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, Father God. We thank you, Lord, We thank you, Father God, in Jesus' name. So see, as I said that, a blessing in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, just the exchange of feet washing, and even the Lord washing your feet, which is funny because I was in my mind for a second. I stopped myself because I thought, am I seeing that correctly? So, Father, we thank you, Lord. We just thank you for that. And I'm not even sure what that is, but it feels very humble to even say it or state it. And, Lord, we thank you. So just even see, like, something, I don't know if it's something significant, even with the towel wrapped around his waist, girded. Yeah, there's some girded with truth, perhaps. We thank you, Lord. Thank you for the girding of truth, Father God, and the washing of your word, God, and preparing her, God, and the steps that she's to walk in. And I'm not even sure what the significance is. Maybe you know. It's just, it's not confusing. It's just so humbling to see him wash your feet. Well, we thank you, Lord. And I can't remember all of that story right now because it's just, honestly, when I first glimpsed it, it took me back for a second. So, Lord, we thank you, Lord, for the preparation of what you're doing in Angie's life, God, and just the beauty of it, God, and even her, wow, could even behold your eyes, Lord, and being almost at, you know, eye level, Lord. So we thank you, Father, also for the anointing, Lord. And the gospel, you know, I mean, even talking tonight about the instructions of the Lord and preparing you to preach the gospel, I don't know. So, wow. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord, for what you're instilling and imparting. In Jesus' name. Amen. Wow. I'll have to go back. I don't know if I just, wow. Anyway, praise God. Praise God for that. I haven't read that in the Gospels in a long time. Okay, yeah, so it's John 13. Let me go back over here. I'm not sure. I don't know if you're, Angie, if you're, if you have me on mute.
No, I don't have you. I was just listening. A lot of times I rattle, but you left me speechless, so I think I might as well just sit here for a minute.
Yeah. So, yeah, you can, the story is in John 13 where Jesus washes his disciples' feet, but I don't know all the significance there. I don't remember. I haven't read that in a while, but.
I think it's at the ceremony of the communion. He washes the disciples' feet.
Okay.
I think mm-hmm. That's where it's located.
Yeah, you probably are correct.
At the communion table. That it has, you know, he tells them, I think he tells them that if you don't allow me to wash your feet, if I can't wash, if you don't allow me to wash your feet, I can't wash your feet.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm not mistaken, I could be mistaken. It's been a while since I read that. Yeah.
Yeah, I have not seen that before, praying for someone in the spirit like that, you know. So there's something very beautiful there on that. So praise God.
In other words, if you don't let me serve you, you can't serve me.
Oh. Wow.
I think.
Yeah.
I'm still a little
wow.
choked, so that's where my brain's going, so.
Yeah.
Or, you know, what's coming up, you know, about that.
Yeah, that's good.
If you don't let me serve you, I can't. You can't serve me. It's about the exchange.
That
takes mm-hmm. place in the communion and that intimate place, the you know that sacred place inside of us.
Yeah. Yeah, that's really good. There's, kind of really feel the presence of the Lord on that. So, yeah.
I'm kind of almost breathless, so that's about all I can say on that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Wow. Well, Angie, do you have any prayer requests?
No, I'm kind of done at the moment. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So,
I just want to take it in. Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah, no, I get it.
I've already bit off more than I can chew, so I got to chew a while.
Okay. That's good. Well, God bless you. We enjoy you, and we're glad you're part of the family.
Well, thank you. You have a good evening, and I'll hang out for a while and listen. But
okay.
Have a blessed
right.
evening,
thank
and thank you for your prayers.
You're welcome. God bless you, too. Bye-bye. Okay, caller 205-531. Good evening. Who am I speaking to?
No, Julia May from Alabama.
Oh, Julia May, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Let me mute your phone line for a moment, and I'll be right back. So, Father, we thank you for Julia May, Father, in Jesus' name. He's come before your throne and before your altar, God. Thank you, God. Thank you for Julia May, God, in Jesus' name. Jesus' name. Thank you, Father God. So, Lord, I see the Lord, like, and, you know, he is called the marvelous light. And I'm seeing a really great light shine above. And what's happening is, well, you know, like, even if you're outside and, like, at noontime or whatever time it is, and you're out in the sun and you can see your shadow on the sidewalk or behind you or in front of you, depending on, you know, what time of day that is, if the sun is shining. But I see this light being straight above you. So actually the shadow is behind you, I'm seeing it. But the Lord, when he shines his light, because it's so brilliant and so, sometimes we can see shadows or various shadows of darkness, if you will, but that doesn't mean that there's a disruption in that. You know, like even Peter, you know, it said people were healed in his shadow, you know. And so we thank you, Lord, for your marvelous light, Lord, and just shining it above Julia May, you know, and which makes me think of that verse too, that that he shines like the full noon of day, you know, the light and the shine as the full noon of day. I forget how all that goes. I just know that one part. And so we thank you, Lord. And so even the things that we do see, like if we see different shadows, he gives us, even when his light is shining brilliantly, he speaks to us and shows us what to do with that. If there should be something that we need to utilize in the spirit or not. But usually if the Lord is bringing and showing and uncovering, it probably, you know, all we do is follow, because it really is taken care of. It's taken care of. He's showing, he's illuminating, and we just follow his steps, follow his lead, and those things are taken care of. So we thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Lord, we just pray that there will be no hindrances for Julia May, Father God, as she serves you and she moves forward, God. Even your word, Lord, says that goodness and mercy follow us all of our days, Father, in Jesus' name. So we thank you for even blessing her shadow, Father God, in Jesus' name, that her shadow would even be an influence to other people, which is like the not residue, but like if you had a cup filled with oil and then you set that cup down, right? Well, people would probably, it would, and then you picked that glass up and you moved it, it might leave a ring. You know, that was like a shadow or a residue of what was there, what was once there. And because of the light shining on it, others can see that what once was there, right? So if you're a diligent worker, you know, if you are, you know, if you have a business and you're always paying your things on time and you're always polite and you're always, the shadow of your performance of the things that you do in the light, they leave a, you know, a mark for other people to see and to know and to learn of Christ as well. So one time I did have a business, and that man told me that I was pretty much the only one that paid rent on time in that building. You know, I always made sure that that he had that check before you know, any due dates or anything. So, and that leaves a memorable mark on them, right? And so we thank you, Lord, for Julia May leaving memorable marks, God, even her shadow, God, the things that she does in the forefront. Lord, people see, Lord, and remember, Father God, and the residue of it, God. So we thank you for it and for using that to lead people to you and to your light as well, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
So praise God. Mhm. Yeah. So praise the Lord. So how are you doing?
Doing much better. Much better. We both, like I said, we won't that bad, but jumper, you know, like I said, we're upper respiratory and I pulled in the virus again. But it wasn't that bad, just the idea, you know, being in the house and taking that medicine, which almost was the medicine, the antibody I had to take. Well, I don't know how it picked it here, but it did me, so like I told, we went back to school, went to school and coughing. I said, oh no, you need to put your mask on. I said, I just got over sickness. So I don't need to take men home and kill them.
Yeah.
She went to the doctor, Monday, yesterday. And so, you know, she, thank God that her glucose, sugar level is down to 5.8. So she take that Trulicity shot, so he wanted to reduce it to a lower dose. I said, oh, thank you. He said, she's doing good. So you want to do it? I said, yeah. Mm-hmm. So she's doing good.
Okay.
He's checking up with the swelling and everything. So, oh, no, she don't have no swelling. I said, no. Her stomach didn't go on down and everything. So So I said, thank God for all that. For him. He's been battling with her because she's been going through a lot.
Yeah. Oh, well, I'm glad that she's doing well. Sorry to hear you guys got that virus. I know it seems like any time I ever go out, just even for like a half an hour, it's like somebody coughed. I'm like, oh, there's that cough. You know, it's just very, very distinguishable.
Yeah, I just put the mask.
There's that cough.
Yeah. I said, you got to put the mask over your nose, too. I said, oh, that's where you be breathing in. I said, but then you coughing out. I make sure it's on my nose. I won't breathe that stuff. He's coughing back out. So he sounded like he might have a little cold. So I said, well, you go home and tell your mom you need some milk. Y'all was trying to tell somebody you need some milk. So, yeah, but everybody's doing okay.
Well, good. Well, I'm glad you guys are doing better. Now, do you have any prayer requests, Julia May?
Still want to pray for my nephew and his wife. And like I said, she's still been in a coma ever since August of last year. And he's still praying for her. And she's, you know. Yeah. That, I guess that blood clot is still there. So they said, as long as she wasn't going to wake up. So I'm assuming it's still there. So, you know, whatever. You know. Lord and brought through all this time.
Wow. Okay, well, that's a long time. Wow. So, Father, yeah, let's pray. Thanks. So, Father, we just pray for Julia May's nephew and his wife, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We ask, Lord, for your marvelous light to intervene, God, your light of life, Lord. And even like that testimony that we heard from this man that was here one night talking about your light and the energy, and when he looked at his arm and even saw he's seen the light and, you know, what it was shaping and forming, God, and driving out, oh, God, we ask, Lord, in that, Lord, that you would repeat that, Father God, and revive, Lord, this woman in a coma, God, the blood clot, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we're asking for a miracle, God, and a creative miracle, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we ask again for your restorative nature and power, God, and we thank you, Lord, for those that are near to her, God, releasing the power of God, releasing the word of God, Lord, in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Lord, for her life, Lord, and the blessing that she is to her husband and her family, Lord, and all who know her and love her, God. And we ask for your wisdom to be imparted unto them as well, Father. And we thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, Lord, and as you speak to those, Lord, to pray for her, Lord, and or whatever other acts of faith you ask them to do, Lord, I pray that they would be obedient to do so, God, and not feel that they would just step out of their boat and their comfort zone and be faithful to you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Well, glory to God. Thank you for joining us. God bless you.
God bless you. Continue having this happy new year. Rest of the year. God bless you.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. Appreciate you being here. Mm-hmm. Bye-bye. Okay, our next caller is 954. Good evening. Who am I speaking to?
Hi, good evening. This is Carolyn from Jamaica.
Hi, Carolyn.
Hello.
Good. Well, let me get your phone for a second, and then I'll be right back. So thank you, Lord, for Carolyn, Father God, in Jesus' name. We just lift her up to you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you, Lord, just for the resounding sound of heaven, like it's a musical sound. And it's like almost like an accordion where the sound goes in and out. So it's permeable and it's breathing and it's, you know, it has chords and a sound and a uniqueness all of its own. So I'm just seeing the sound, the permeable sound. We thank you, Lord. in the name of Jesus. I don't know if there's something special about an accordion. I don't know. I don't know. Let's just see. Okay, it's considered a family of box-shaped musical instruments. So I'm not sure why. Okay. Okay, so Father, we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for the sound. Lord, and the instrument, God, and even the harmony with heaven, Lord, that Caroline can play herself. And it's maybe, you know, because we're, you know, as we're seated in heavenly places and whatever happens there, we carry with us on earth as it is in heaven, right? An accordion is something that, right, so like when we go to heaven, it's ascending and descending, ascending and descending. An accordion is kind of like that, like a stair, but it's permeable, you know, like open and closing, and able for you to carry it yourself on earth and to keep that harmony on earth as it is in heaven, and it being permeable for heaven hearing even your steps and even the rhythm on earth as it is in heaven. So we thank you for that, God, in the name of Jesus. And I don't know if there's something special, excuse me, with music that has to do with the angels. And remember me talking, or maybe it's been a while, but talking about angels and numbers, like how the Lord has spoken to me before in numbers, and that sometimes he gives the angels, he will dispatch the angels, giving them a certain number, like your license plate number or your house number or your flight number. And it's a way for, it's very stealth for the enemy not to really understand, you know, or even the longitude and the latitude for the angels to go out based on these numbers that are directed unto them or dispatched unto them from the Lord. And so I don't know if there's something with the sounds of music, like the tones of the notes and the sounds, but I feel like there is, even why I'm saying it, because of the whole worship thing in heaven is endless. So there's something to the tone and the sounds and the notes of music that I believe angels can be dispatched or not dispatched, but like on a, I guess dispatched, on assignment, though, that they recognize and that they're activated and then through that on earth as it is in heaven. Because I literally, I've never seen that before. I've never heard it before, but there really is something on that. So if the music has a language with a tone and a sound and the notes of heaven that you're keeping with the rhythm and the harmony of heaven on earth as it is in heaven, right, then it would only, as I was saying it, it was bearing witness in my spirit, even as I was saying it, of something with angels there too. So I'm not sure. Let me open up your phone line here too. So has anyone in your family played the accordion?
No.
Okay.
No.
Yeah, I don't know why that instrument, otherwise if it's just something that I would recognize as being permeable with the music, like breathable and permeable. So anyway, that's interesting, and praise God.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Do you have any prayer requests?
Yes, thank you. I'm in a new department in my workplace, and it's somewhat challenging now. I'm just asking for prayer that God will help me, and I will do well, and he will just grant me the requisite knowledge and skill that I need to perform well.
on the job, okay, despite the challenges that do exist.
Lord, we thank you for Caroline, Father God, in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, just for giving her, Lord, we cover her with the blood of Jesus in her workplace, Lord. Your word says that you you bless the work of our hands and you give the power to get wealth, God. So we ask for the power, God, not only in her hands, Lord, but as she works in her mind, Father God, and the things that are before her, Lord, we ask you to sort out every challenge, God, that she would be able to navigate through that with the wisdom of God and the knowledge of God, Lord. And I thank you, Lord, that even let her, even her questions, Lord, be solutions. Lord, let them be revelation in the workplace, Father God. And, Lord, and even if it's for, like, and I'm speaking of things where maybe they need to make improvements and things or consider things, or they were already discussing it, Lord, and showing, Lord, that she's intuitive, Father God, that she is, you know, actively involved in what she's doing and implementing wisdom and discretion and discernment in the workplace, Father God. So we ask for her to do well, as she says, Father, and we thank you, Lord, again, just for her skill. And really, Lord, giving her words of knowledge as she works through her workspace, Father God, and the things that she needs to handle and take care of, God. And we thank you, Lord, and even just call forth the order of the Lord in the workplace, God, that she would be diligent, Lord, to accomplish much and with excellence in her job. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. God bless you. And I forgot to have said Happy New Year.
Oh, Happy New Year to you too. Thank you. God bless you too. Thank you for being with us.
God bless you. Okay.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Okay, so our next caller is 402-214.
Good evening. Don't even crunch in a cornflake and leave him with no breakfast in the morning.
Okay.
He's never said about the community valley.
Okay, 402-214.
Hi, honey.
Hi.
Yeah.
You ready for us?
Hey, dear. Yes, honey, I am.
Okay, thank you. And, okay, so, thank you. Sharon from New York. So, thank you. Let me, oh, you must have muted me. That's okay, too. Okay, then I'll just leave yours open.
No, I didn't mute you.
Oh, you didn't? Okay, well, I'm gonna mute you then on my end, just so it's quiet. Yeah. Thank you.
Sure.
That's okay. That's all good. No, either way works, but that's fine. So, Father, we thank you for Sharon, Father, in Jesus' name. We just lift her up to you, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we come before your altar, Lord, before your throne and your kingdom, Lord. We thank you for your work and establishing and like his like faceting your feet to the kingdom of God. It's like your feet are fastened to the kingdom of God. And you can't it's like you can't escape, but in a good way. It's like the Lord is saying you are secure in the kingdom of God, and nothing can snatch you, right? So John 10, 27 through 29, I think it's talking about, you know, the Father says no one and nothing can snatch you out of the Father's hands, and you are secure and belong to him forever and in his kingdom. So we thank you for that, God. There's no turbulence. No wind force, nothing. Nothing can sweep you away. We thank you, Father God, Lord, for your work, Lord, and for your covenant, and for covering her, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And I sense, too, that there is a, like, with the Lord, like, okay, so has your feet fastened and secure, and that you are about to take flight, too, because usually when things, you're buckled up and just secured, it is, you know, because things are about to take off or take flight as well. So, praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Yeah, Lord, thank you, Lord, that Sharon will soar on eagle's wings, Father, in Jesus' name. I thank you, Lord. I thank you for it, God. And we thank you, Lord, for that her feet are secure in the kingdom of God. Amen. Oh, how are you doing?
Am I muted? Am I still muted?
I can hear you. Mm-mm.
Oh, okay.
Or we can hear you. Yeah.
Okay. I'm kind of in shock. My identity was stolen. And I don't know what's going to happen because they have all of my information. And I'm living on pennies as it is. And
oh, wow.
And I'm having, you know, trouble with my housing and just everything. So I don't know what – I'm kind of concerned about that. I'm about to take flight. I can't help but think that I'm going to die. You know, that was my first thought.
That's interesting perspective. But no, it's more a spiritual flight. Like, and sometimes, you know, when the Lord takes us, and I'm sorry about that. We could definitely pray about that. Sorry to hear that, but sometimes the Lord takes us through things like that where we actually have to, like, die to ourselves, but there are things we would never choose, and it can be complicated, like, because your emotions are involved, and you're concerned,
right.
And, you know, and you're trying to walk through different things, and so, mm-hmm. But in some sense, we're dying to ourselves, because it's like the sufferings, we're identifying even to the sufferings of Christ. And when we do that, he resurrects that with his glory, you know, and those are the things, it's kind of like where you take, like, it's a spiritual thing. It's a spiritual taking flight, you know, not necessarily that you are going to leave this earth, you know.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, the buckle up is like, oh, dear, no more roller coasters. I don't like roller coasters, so I hope that.
I see. Yeah. No, because I was seeing your feet were securely fastened to the kingdom of God, you know. And so if we that feels like a roller coaster.
That's wonderful. That's very comforting. Yes. Because a lot of people try to take you off of that.
Right, and so, those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength, and they shall mount up with wings like eagle, and they will run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not be faint.
That's very comforting.
Well, let's pray. Yeah, let's pray over your Father God. We just pray in Jesus' name. Lord, we just release the justice of God over Sharon's life, Father God, and this incident, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we pray for the resolution, Lord, and creative solutions for her, God, to work in her favor and on her behalf, God. And we thank you, Lord, for just even her moving on behalf of the things that you, how you influence and instill and impart into her heart. You know, whether it's make a phone call or check on this or whatever it might be, Lord, that will help with this, Lord. So we thank you, Lord, just again, that there would be swift justice and the justice of God be released on her behalf. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. Thank you for being
yes.
here. For the prayer.
Yeah. Thank you.
Really
God bless you.
Thank you.
Yeah. Do you have any other prayer requests?
Well, you know, it's kind of, you know, always my children, my daughter, my, and their situation, you know, my grandchildren. Keep them safe, back to God. This identity theft thing is really, you know, I need protection because that could, I mean, they have everything, Deb.
Mm-hmm.
Social Security, everything. Driver's license, whatever I have, they've got it.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't even know how to handle that, honestly. But if they be stopped and truth come out.
Yes, the Lord cares very much about justice. I would just keep praying that his justices be released for you, because even his justices in the end of time, that's what's he, you know, one of the reasons why he's returning is that his justice be established and transformed. So he's very actively involved in that. And I used to, at our other house when we had regular television, when I would watch the news and there was something in the community where they were like looking for somebody or something happened and they needed, you know, something injustice happened, I would pray that the justice of God would come swiftly on that and really pray into that. And usually no more than a couple of days, there would be some type of an arrest or something would be found out. And God, it's because God truly does care about his justices. It's not the same as on earth, and our culture has transformed a little bit more than in the last decade on what justice is, but, or parts of justice, it does reflect, but not totally. But God really cares about that. So keep praying that he swiftly, you know, this is handled, dealt with swiftly, the swift justice, and the Lord would have justice, you know, shine his light and justice to be found out in this particular manner. So we thank you, Lord, for your protection, for Sharon as well, God, that you're powerfully shield and protector, Lord, as Psalm 91 says, Lord, in Jesus' name. And we thank you for your loving care over her life, God, and let that be known and seen and heard, even in and through this, Father God, and the outcome as well, God. We do ask swift justice on that behalf, God. And we pray for her daughter, God, and the grandchildren, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We ask for your wisdom, God. Just your word says, if anyone lacks wisdom to ask, Lord, so we're asking on their behalf for your wisdom, that you would give these grandchildren wisdom beyond their years in the name of Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
And we thank you, Lord, for drawing them back to you, God, and just in enveloping them in your love, God, and in your protection and your covering over them, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And Lord, and we just take authority, Lord, and drive out every fear, God, every doubt, every unbelief, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, every lie that the enemy has tempted them with doubt and unbelief, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord, that you are not a man, that you should lie, that Jesus can be trusted, Lord, and we thank you, Lord, We thank you, Father God, that they would trust in you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you. Yes, that I have the right words to say as well when I need to confront people or situations, that I use the right words.
Amen.
Thank you, Deb.
Yes. Yes. Amen. God bless you.
Okay.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Okay, we have caller, caller 504-282. Good evening. Who am I speaking to?
Good evening. It's Nicole from New Orleans.
Hi, Nicole. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Good. Okay, let me pray for you. I'll be right back. I'm going to mute you, and then I'll be right back. Thank you, Lord. So, Father, we thank you for Nicole, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, we just lift her up, God, before your throne and before your altar, Father God. In Jesus' name, we thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. So I'm seeing it like a gate behind the Lord. In the verse it says we enter his courts with praise, or we enter his courts with thanksgiving and through his gates with praise. Is that right? And so, so Lord, we thank you, Lord, for these gates, Father God. We thank you, Lord, for the entrance and the unlocking. For Nicole to enter through these gates, Father, in the name of Jesus. And we know, Lord, first and foremost, you know, the Lord says that he is the door. If anyone let him in, and we know that you've received him and that he will dine with him. But he is the way and the passageway to all things in heaven. So whatever is, you know, behind this gate, I can't really see. But there is a key for it. So as I'm talking, there is a key for it, and that and Jesus possesses that. And but it is something that is obviously that he's showing and is in view. And sometimes gates have to do with authority, like the places of establishment, like he's establishing something in authority or in like there's a place of a gateway, I guess, where you cross through, and it was a place where Abraham was. So then it was like established, and then it was always this place of like honor. And anytime anyone passed through, like they preserved it for centuries. It's in Israel. And so there's this gate. So again, that could be a place of authority. There is a key for it, and it is like you're there, Jesus is in front of you, and the gate is like right behind him, like maybe a step or two or a step and a half. So we thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Hold on a second. Oh, you know what? So thank you, Lord. Sometimes the Lord does things in like small bites, right? So like it talks about with the word can be, it's like milk, meat and milk, right? And, but even when there's meat, it can be broken up into small bites or cut up into small bites, but it's still meat. And it's still sustaining, and it's still of the Lord working in word. And hold on a second. I think I lost her. Oh, no. Oh, that's weird. I don't know what happened. Wait, hold on a second. Good loser. Oh, wait, there she is. Okay. Let's talk about. So So thank you. Okay, so I'm going to go back. So thank you, Lord. Yeah, so I think beyond the gate, there even is like more meat, if that makes sense. So thank you, Lord. Amen.
Amen. I received that word. I guess I'm just really grateful and just thankful for that offering of authority.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's powerful.
Mommy. Yes, sweetheart. Mommy. Yes.
Thank you so much for that word.
Oh, you're welcome. Do you have any prayer requests before we let you go?
No, I don't have any. Thank you so much. God bless
you. Thank you. God bless you. God bless you both. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay, hold on 1 second while I get back in order here. Because I think her call dropped and then she had to call back in. That's why she was at the bottom. So I had to go back up to where we left off, which was right here at 870-415. Good evening. Who am I speaking to?
Hello.
Hi, who am I speaking to? Where are you calling from? Hi.
Shavonda from Arkansas.
Shavonda?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Let me pray for you. Father God, we thank you for Shavonda, Father God, in Jesus' name. I'm just going to mute you for 1 second. We thank you for Shavonda, Father. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we just pray over her, God. We thank you for your hand of blessing. To be upon her, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for your covering, Lord, for shielding her and being her refuge, Lord. Again, her protection, God, her shield, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And see the hand of the Lord upon you, like literally the palm of his hand. Your head is under the palm of his hand. So we thank you, Lord, again for your blessings for her, God, and whatever it is that you're shielding and releasing and covering unto her, Father God. We thank you for it, God. We thank you, Lord, for how you are watchful as a father, Lord, and that you stick closer than a brother, Jesus does, God. And we thank you, Holy Spirit, for just ministering and defending her with the Father's love. And speaking truth and grace to her, Lord, in Jesus' name. And I don't know, Shavonda, if you feel like the Lord is actually, like calling or pressing you to say yes to something. Sometimes he puts us in his shield like that. And his covering, like, if you're having the awareness of, like, that you're in the Lord's circumference and that his presence is near you, sometimes it might be, like, he's made a request of you or he's looking for an answer or response from you, and he will hover like that sometimes. I don't even know if that is part of it or not, and I'm not saying that's the word part. It's just an inclination of it, but I definitely see the hands of the Lord, again, just covering you and being upon you. And we know that the Father brings all things are good from the Father, you know, so it's definitely his blessing and his protection. So God bless you for that.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. And do you have any prayer requests?
No, ma'am. That was I actually asked for some protection, like, but I have probably some examining to do too. But I don't have any other prayer requests right now.
Okay, so the prayer pretty much covered it.
Yes, ma'am.
So to speak. Okay, well, thank you. God bless you. Thank you for being a part of TGN and joining us tonight.
Thank you.
Okay. Okay, take care, sweetie. Bye. Excuse me. Okay, caller 323-572. Good evening.
Good evening.
Hi, who am I speaking to?
Keisha.
Oh, Keisha. All right, Keisha from Texas. Mm-hmm. So thank you, Father God, for Keisha, Lord, in Jesus' name. I'll unmute your phone line for a minute. I just hear a little bit of background noise. So, Father, we thank you for Keisha. In Jesus' name, Lord, we ask for your blessing and your kingdom to be with her, God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord. Let your kingdom come. Let your will be done in Keisha's life, God, on earth as it is in heaven. As it is in heaven, God, we thank you, Lord, for the things that are written in heaven, that let them become the decrees of heaven to be established on earth, Lord, in Jesus' name. And Lord, when Keisha hears them in her prayer, God, in her time with you, Lord, and the things that she prays over herself, they become proclamations on earth. Since even things at times, again, when you are in your secret place with the Lord and hearing, like, and just to release certain things and prayers for yourself, and that those are the things that the Lord is releasing you to speak on earth over yourself. And so that's pretty wild how he leads us like that. And sometimes we think it's us, and sometimes it may be, but it's also the Holy, the presence of the Lord leading you to release the decrees of heaven over your life. So I thank you for that. God, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. And I would also, Keisha, I don't know if we talked about this last time or not. I don't know. Maybe with you. I don't know. But I would pray, if you have written down, like, words that were spoken over you, prophesied over you, declared over you, even prayers maybe you written out, or things, I don't know if you journal with the Lord and certain prayers in there. It would probably be good to look those over, especially like things in your quiet time and in the secret place, and to look that over and to see what's being released from heaven upon your heart to be, you know, on earth, and begin praying. And again, not just begin, but continued pattern to release that as a proclamation on earth, as it's the desire of the Father. And sometimes we do that, we come into agreement with things like that from heaven. It helps us to see who God's made us to be, and this is for all of us as well, is because there is that place where we, Christ knew who he was, right? And he spoke on that, and rightfully so, as he can, you know, and should, and ought to, but and then we become and see who we are too, because he's made us in his image and created our identity and the things that we're to walk in. Even, you know, things are, we would say, in our personality, but really aren't even our personality, because God created us, you know. And sometimes when people get more free, like, of fear or doubt or unbelief, since we talked about that tonight, then their personalities come out more, but it's really who God's made them to be, and how God structured him. So it's not something necessarily that we choose ourselves, because Christ has chosen our identity, and then we come into alignment and kind of agree with what he's establishing and his will and purpose for our life. And a lot of times you hear people say that, like, you know, maybe the Lord's called someone to be a deliverer, and he does, you know, someone doesn't want to necessarily choose that for their own self, but then you have to come into alignment with the identity and the call God has on your life, you know. So it would just be interesting. I don't know, do you journal at all when you pray or write certain things down and your when you have your personal time with the Lord? Okay, there must be a delay. I'm not sure if you have me on mute or not, but Keisha, but if you can, I can't hear you, and I'm not sure if you can hear me. So let me see something. Yeah. Okay. Oh, there you are. Okay.
Yes, my phone's so
okay. So when you pray or have your personal time with the Lord, do you ever write out prayers or you know do that kind of thing?
So I have occasionally, but it's been on my mind a couple of weeks off and on to start writing those down, and been so busy I hadn't started, but I have started kind of journaling some revelations that he was giving me. And so I know that's just a confirmation to go ahead and continue to read it.
Yes, and even the revelations could be things that you are to be even maybe praying to. Maybe there's some clues in there.
Yeah.
As well. I don't know, but yeah. So praise God.
Praise God. I was also wanting to ask for prayer, if you have time, for Anaya.
For who?
Anaya. It's one of my
Anaya? Daughters.
Mm-hmm.
Anaya. Okay. Anything specific, or you just want me to pray over her? Okay. I'll just pray over her, or did you have a specific request for her?
Well, I've been talking to her, and, you know, however God leads you, but I've just really been talking to her because I see how the devil is really trying to distract her with patience. And she wanted. And that's just it. And I know it's like something small, but the thing of it is, you know, the devil don't give you anything little big. He don't give you big chunks. He give you little by little, you know, and the chunk don't come in until he's ready to bait you. And when he know he can reel it on in. And, you know, and so she even had a dream, and the dream was just really disturbing, especially if she's not been exposed to that type of stuff. So I know that it's just the enemy just, you know, throwing a little thought here, a little upset here, a little frustration here, and then say, well, see, this can pacify you, and then that can pacify you. And so I don't know all of it, but I just told him, you know, just be patient, my daughter, you know. Patient.
Okay. And so the Lord gave your daughter the dream?
No. I know it was a dream from the devil.
Oh, I mean, but to your daughter?
Uh-huh.
Oh, okay. Yes. Okay. All right,
yes, because after the dream, she had a visitation, and it was an evil spirit that was messing with her, and we had to, you know, this once we woke up, had to pray with him. So.
Oh, okay. Okay, gotcha. All right, let me, I'm going to mute your phone line, and then I'm going to pray, and then move on, but I'm going to pray for Anaya. So, Father, we thank you. And I just, like, anoint her room with oil as well, right? So talking about authority, what's the authority to drive out the things that do not belong there. So we thank you, Father God, Lord, that we just remove those things from Anaya,
Lord, the desires, the lust of the eyes, the flesh, and the lust of the flesh and the pride of life, Father God, in Jesus' name, which is all the things that this enemy offers in this world, Lord, and however it is, Father God, even in a child, Lord, we ask, Father God, that they be removed, Lord, Lord, and we ask, Lord, that you would fill her, Father God, Lord, that you would impart unto her, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, in every place, Lord, that she has participated, Lord, with the bait of the enemy, God, we ask, Lord, that really Keisha would, on behalf of her, God, as her authority, Lord, would renounce that work, Lord, would repent, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord, and if you could even get Ananya to take communion at some point, you know, there's certain things that are representation on earth as they are in heaven that declares that we belong to the Lord, and, you know, certainly our worship and then our taking communion. And so if there's some way, I mean, don't rush it because you'd want her to take it in the manner that she's receiving it and she understands that. And then she belongs to the Lord, and that even if you can, like, tithe on her behalf, I don't know if she even gets money to tithe herself, but, like, I don't know, sometimes when our son was walking in places where I didn't know where he was walking, right, I didn't know, but the Lord had me praying for him and being a vessel of mercy to him. That's what the Lord told me to do. And but I would sometimes sow in, like, his birth year, right, which is, like, 19 whatever, you know, and sow into his birth year and other numbers that represented him, so that he would be to the Lord. I would encourage him when I could to even tithe, because I knew that meant to the enemy on earth that he belonged to the Lord, okay, right? He was sowing and those doing things on earth that represented he belonged to Jesus. So we thank you for her protection, God. We thank you for the working in and the working out in Ananya, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord, just for your grace and the sufficiency of that. And, Lord, just undoing any knots, Lord, the things that have been tied and that are confusing or disruptive to her soul, Lord, that you would untie those, Father God, with your grace, Lord, and your mercy, Lord. And so we thank you, Lord, for just continuing to give Keisha the wisdom in their household, Lord, and your guidance, Father God. So we thank you, Lord, and ask for your anointing to break any yokes, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Amen. Okay, thank you. All right, so my next caller is... Okay, hold on. Okay, here we go. Yes, okay. It's 605-390. Good evening. Thank you for calling 605-930. Who am I speaking to? Okay, we're going to come back. Because maybe something's with the phone line, too, so it's 704-493-492. Good evening.
Good evening. This is Dastia from Canada.
Okay, Dastia. Dastia from Canada. Thank you so much for joining us. Let me pray for you. Excuse me. Thank you, Lord, for Dastia, Father God, from Canada, Lord. We just lift him up to you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for being the great I am over him, Father God. We thank you for your declaration of declaring yourself to Dustin, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father God. We thank you, Lord, for the high places that you take him, God, and to even the mountaintops, Lord. And we thank you, Father God, Lord, for how you've designed him and even his feet to be like hind's feet, Father God, that he would climb, Lord, with faith and assurance and endurance,
unto you, Father God. Lord, we thank you for taking to those places, Lord, where you reside and where you abide, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. And we thank you, Lord, for even places of even just experiencing you in a new, not a new, but a more so in its fullness and encompassing, you know, since we say revelation, and I hesitate to use that word, but I see this experience that you're having with the Lord. I don't know what word to use for it, but it's so encompassing that it's like your body, your soul, and your spirit all are experiencing the presence of the Lord, or this, I don't know, maybe it's like between a revelation and a visitation. So we thank you. It's definitely an encounter of the Lord where it's all your spirit is aware, your soul is aware. Yeah. And so we thank you, Father. We thank you, Lord, how even you stand in the gap on Dustin's behalf as well, God. And we thank you, Lord, that you have his back, Father, in Jesus' name, Lord, that you see all and you know all, God, and that you are ever present in his time of need, God. So we thank you, Lord, that even each step, your grace fills in the gap, Lord. We thank you, Lord. Father God, we thank you for filling those places and making his steps as sure and footed and secure, God. We thank you, Lord. Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father God. Jesus' name. Amen. Wow.
Amen. Thank you.
Amen. You're welcome. God bless you. Take care.
You too.
Thank you. Okay, caller 910-709. Good evening.
Hi, Deborah. This is Sylvia.
Hey, Sylvia. How are you?
Hi, I thought I had pressed one and I didn't.
Oh, okay. Sorry about that.
No,
so there you are. I'm glad we got to you.
Oh, thank God. Okay.
I'm glad we got to you. That's very good. Thank you, Lord. Lord, we just pray for Sylvia, Lord. We just lift her up to you, Lord, and before your throne, Father. We thank you for the victory, God, that you're bringing, Lord, and victorious, a victorious victory, God. In Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Like even inscribing something like the font of it, or you know, like when somebody has a monogram, okay, but it's not the whole monogram. It's the letter V for the victory, but it's very,
yes,
like the script is very Victorian or ancient, or it's very nice. So a very victorious victory, a victorious, because there's very much accents on it. And so we thank you, Lord, for the establishment of it and how you will, I don't know if you etch that upon her heart or her mind, Lord, upon her ways, Lord. We thank you, Father God, even just for being like a guidepost to us, Lord, where you lead the way, Lord. We thank you. We thank you, God, for that victory as well, Lord. And, you know, there's a verse that says, let me get it here. Oh, it says, the Lord delights in his people, and he crowns the humble with victory. That's Psalm 149:4. So we thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord, we thank you for that. We thank you for this victory, victorious victory. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. I want to know, I know it's almost time for you to get off. Could you pray for me to have even more of a thirst for the word.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I will. So, Lord, we thank you for Sylvia, Father God. We thank you, Lord, for bringing her, God, for a thirst for the word, God. In Jesus' name, Lord, we thank you for the word that is spoken and the word that is written, both the Logos and the Rhema word of God. Lord, we thank you for the impartation into her, God. And I pray, Lord, whatever, if there's be anything that she needs to unlearn, Father God, regarding your word or any influence or perception, Father God, that you would unpack that, Lord, that you would truly lead her with your grace and your truth and your life, God. So we thank you for your living word, Lord, to be imparted unto her, Father God. And we thank you, Lord, for even like the word being dimensional unto her, God. Dimensional, like seeing the word in 3D, God, and understanding it, Lord. So we thank you for even opening up new revelations, Lord, that makes her thirsty and hungry for you, God. And we thank you for filling her. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Cool. Well, praise God.
Amen.
God bless you. Good to hear your voice. I'm glad we got able to pray with you.
Thank you. I was wondering if you were going to go off before you got to me. You have another one?
No, I try not to, even though I do have one more caller. I try not to. I mean, I know I go over sometimes, but I really try. Sometimes I forget about the time, and then I speed up on there. But anyway, I do the best I can.
Okay. Well, if you think about me when you do your prayer list, if you could still add me, you know, for that prayer I just asked you about.
Okay, I will. I will do that. Okay, thank you.
Okay,
God bless
you. Bye. God bless.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thanks. You too. Good to have you here tonight, everyone. God bless you all, even those online, which they're not online anymore because it went over, but those that are dialed in, blessings to you all. So 608-960, good evening. Thank you for calling.
Hey, Shannon in Wisconsin.
Hey, thank you for calling. Do you want me to just pray over to you, or do you have a prayer request as well? I'm going to need to do both. To kill two birds with
business.
Two stones. Okay.
Business is still slow up here in my particular trade and future family blessing.
Family blessings, okay. Hey, I was talking to my husband today, and he was telling me about he has an appointment this week, and I said, hey, is that a referral? And he said, yes. I said, remember I prayed for that for him. And that was 2 weeks ago, I think, because I was like, I was trying to track how long till that became fruitful. So let's pray for you. Thank you for calling. And I just remind me of that when I was talking to John today. So praise God. So Father God, we pray for Shannon's business, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord. And we thank you, Lord, for bringing the increase, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We thank you, Lord. It is just the line of Judah, God, that you would roar in the streets, Father God, and cause that seed to bear and to come forth, Father God, in Jesus' name, Lord, that no seed that he's sown be on stony ground, Father God, that it would take root and it would flourish and draw back to him, Father God. We thank you for that, Lord. In the name of Jesus, bring increase to his business, God, with clients and customers, contracts, however it works, Father God. We ask this and call it forth in the name of Jesus, Lord. And we pray for family and future family, God. We pray your blessing and the shalom peace of God, Lord, the wholeness of God and the breath of God, Lord, to walk through walls and to speak peace and shalom and wholeness into every area, God. And we thank you, Lord, for your glory and your goodness in it. In Jesus' name, thank you, God, for your presence that bears wholeness. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father God. In Jesus' name. And let's see here. I think we have a last caller. 334-590. Good evening. Who am I speaking to?
It's Shayla.
Jayla?
Mm-hmm. Sorry, my voice is gone.
Thank you so much. thank you. Let me mute you, and then let me pray for you. So, Father, thank you for joining us. Sorry my time is short, but you can call back, too, if you were hoping for it to be Randy to answer your call. You can call back. I apologize for that. So, Lord, we thank you for Jayla, Father God, in Jesus' name, Lord. We just bless her with your grace, Lord, that encompasses her, Lord, and it keeps her, like as a hook. It keeps you, you know. God's grace keeps you, and we thank you, Lord, for leading her. You know, like, Lord, so we thank you, Father God, for leading her with your grace and just like that hook and that guidance, like over here and him knitting you in to things that you belong in and creating and forming and shaping. And then it's also directing and moving and guiding, but really just all you are, your whole being is within the grace of God. So we thank you, like the core, there we go, the core of your being, being in the grace of God. So we thank you, Lord, for even removing her from the places and the situations that she doesn't need to be in, God. When she needs to make an exit, God, that you exit her, Father God. And we thank you, Lord, for your hand and your grace and just how you encompass every part of the core of her being for your glory, God. And we praise you for it, Lord. And we thank you again, everyone, for being here this evening. God bless you and take care. And